You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
Members of our Patreon get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes videos, blogs, and other perks, including free apparel and so much more. To become part of our Patreon family, go to patreon.com/Broadway Husbands.
Well, on today's podcast, we are going to discuss something that we're doing. What is it?
We've been really afraid to announce this for some reason.
I don't know why. I think because
what is it about the fear of the, big part of the problem, it's not a problem, but a big part of the issue of why we've been afraid is because so much of our identity is Broadway, and Broadway is in New York City.
Yeah.
And so the idea of committing to doing something outside of New York feels like we're somehow like letting go of some identity.
Right.
So what are we doing, Steven?
So we are buying a house.
We're buying a house in Texas.
Yay!
And we're so excited.
We're so excited.
But we wanted to talk about it because I think it's really useful for anyone who is having some sort of serious identity crisis as a result of the pandemic. To understand that it's really important to just be where you're at. And that's kind of how we came to this decision, because we, as you know, sold our East Village apartment last summer. We have an episode about that. And we had that money from the sale sitting there. And of course, we want to use it for growing our family. But we were also in the middle of all of this, growing both of our businesses. Steven has been teaching ballet very consistently and has a couple private ballet students. And if you need private ballet, or if you know someone who does, you can always reach out to Steven R. Hanna on Instagram. And I have been coaching. I have probably 12 to 16 clients that I'm working with every week. Yeah. So it became this huge challenge to work. My productivity is low. And part of the issue is there's no space for me to work in. I have to constantly pack up a bag
and
go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then I just don't get any momentum because of that. And it's super frustrating. And also we were throwing a lot of money away.
You know, so since we've been here in Texas, we have an apartment that is nice. It's very nice. And
Thank you, Landing.
But our rent is relatively high for, you know, it could be lower if we had our own apartment that we didn't rent furniture also. Because our stuff is in storage in New Jersey, because we had no idea what we were doing when we sold our apartment. So we just put it in storage. So now we're here. And we're paying a rent that's a little higher than we'd like to pay.
Because it's furnished.
Because it's furnished. And then,
and let's be honest, it's also really nice.
It's also really nice. Yeah. We love it. We really love it. And then we're also paying for a storage unit. So our monthly payment is pretty high. Anyways, and that being said, currently, you know, we're still here in Texas and things are moving along and going really well. And we're still waiting for things to change. And while we're waiting for that change, we started looking at houses. And
we did the numbers and we were like looking at houses here in Texas and seeing what we could get. And at our current like down payment / what we could get, we actually applied to get a mortgage and we were approved, even with our freelance income. Thank you to the Actors Federal Credit Union, who has always been our mortgage broker. So we're super grateful for that. we were approved. And so we started looking just to see what we could get. And when we saw what we could get at the prices here, it was like, well, this would be an investment in us. We can get a really good interest rate and we can have space so that I have an office, so that Stephen's parents could come visit after mm-hmm. everyone's vaccinated, so that we could have a room for a baby, because that's mm-hmm. our big goal, as most of you know, for the last 4 years yeah. and growing. So we were like, let's just do this. We're here. It's cheap. We, you know, no matter what happens with the future of Broadway in New York or our careers, at least we can be here.
Settled for now, you know.
And it's been so good here for us because we are able to be safe and socially distanced and have family nearby. And also, you know, we're both auditioning. Like, you're auditioning. Mm-hmm. Stephen shot a commercial in Austin last week. Mm-hmm. And so things are actually kind of good here. Mm-hmm. And also, we're getting auditions in New York, too. We're self-taping for things and projects in New York, too. So I feel like this is a sign that things are changing for the industry in a way that you don't really have to be yeah. in New York City to pursue.
And also, you know, I think one of the things to say about this too is that this whole year has taught us to kind of live in like what's happening right now, you know, live for today. And today this makes the most sense for us on many levels. And so that's kind of why we went ahead and did it. And, you know, because everything will change, right? And as things change, we will figure out what makes sense for us to do during that time. But
so what makes you excited about a house, Stephen?
Oh my God, there's so many things. So
wait, what kind of house did we get?
So
what were you looking for? Do you remember when we yeah, first yeah. started looking?
So like, I always had this dream of if we ever lived in Texas, because it was always like a possibility, right? Because Brett is from here. So that was always kind of like a conversation. Like, if we're going to move somewhere, it's either going to be to Texas or Pennsylvania, where my family lives. And so the Texas dream is always, it has to be a ranch.
For those of you who don't know and who live in New York City, maybe a ranch is one story.
Yeah, it has to have just one story.
No stairs.
No stairs. That was like literally
our number one thing.
That was the number one thing. I wanted no stairs.
After living so long with like four flights of stairs yeah. to get to our apartment.
Yeah. You know, or just like riding the subway. so that was like the number one. And I think ideally we'd always wanted four bedrooms.
We weren't sure we'd be able to afford four bedrooms. Remember, yeah. like we were looking at a lot of three bedrooms. And when we started looking at the three bedrooms, we're like, this actually, when we do the math, this doesn't work mm-hmm. because there's no office. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'd end up having a guest room for parents. Yeah. My brother, Eric, who we've talked about, who has special needs. And, you know, your parents, if they came to visit for extended amounts of time, and the baby.
Right, right.
So we needed that extra room.
Yeah. But really, the number one thing was like, I don't even want to look at two-story houses. Like, I want a ranch. And like, that's like the Texas dream, right? It's like, it's a flat place. So I want one-story house.
But let me tell you what you can get here. Yeah.
So I started looking.
We looked at some houses where you could get new construction in the middle of nowhere. That's the only thing.
Right.
That we could have purchased 2,000, 3,000 square foot homes and probably afforded it, but it would have been in the middle of friggin' nowhere.
Yeah, it just wasn't quite developed yet. It will be probably in the next 5 to 10 years, but...
But I just felt like we looked at these homes, they were called Perry Homes.
They were so nice.
And then we found out that the guy who started Perry Homes, an ultra-conservative, uber, like, not a great person as far as like gay rights or progressive movement. So I'm glad we didn't go there. But we looked at the homes were gorgeous, huge, big ceilings,
really nice,
vaulted, you know,
beautiful, everything. Beautiful, beautiful.
But it was like, I just kept thinking, this is really like, what's the people going to be like as a gay couple trying to have a family? We're not really that close to anybody. And it's interesting, even the reason we even went over there and looked at that specific area was because my sister-in-law had recommended it. And it's interesting when you talk to people like my sister-in-law or my family, they don't think about what it's like as an LGBTQ couple in places. They're like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. And it's like, that's called privilege, right? Like that for them, that's their privilege. It's like, so anyway, I know we'd be fine. Would we be happy?
But also, another question. It was interesting. So that was like, I guess one of the first places we really went to look. And one of the things that actually got us excited when we went there was not only the houses were absolutely beautiful and gorgeous and like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. But there was the woman who was the sales representative there. She had a man there.
Well,
Her name was Lady, and she introduced herself. She said, "Hi, my name is Lady, like Gaga." And I was like, "Okay, great. We can get on board."
Shout out to Lady if you're listening.
Yeah, and she had a friend just visiting the office who had just purchased a home, who happened to be a gay man, who is also Black. And so then I was like, "Well, if he lives here and he's okay, then we should be okay too."
But then he was a flight attendant.
He was a flight attendant, so he was probably never there.
Really close to the airport, mm-hmm. So that was convenient for him. But he gets to go on airplanes and fly to Milan or whatever, right. And we'd be stuck in that neighborhood. So, you know, we had to think through that a little bit. Because, you know, especially when we started looking, there were a lot of, you know, pro-Trump things happening everywhere, and I just felt like a little non-inclusive. Not that there's people who, anyway, I don't want to get too political here, but there are people who voted for him who are inclusive. I want to shout that out, but at the same time, it's not totally where I want to live,
right?
And so
it was just a fun day to look at the houses, and then we moved on,
just move on, and then. And then of course we were looking at schools. That was the big thing. People kept saying,
"Well, what's the school district?"
If you're going to buy in an area, regardless if you're going to raise your kids in that area, for resale value, you want to consider the schools, which is unfortunate for America that's how real estate works.
Right.
But we didn't really consider the schools, so that we started considering. And then we were thinking, well, Steven's working and teaching in the Woodlands. What if we look in the Woodlands? And we love the Woodlands.
We love, 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 love the Woodlands.
But anything renovated was way above our price range. And anything not renovated would have required more money than we have to fix it up.
Yeah. And we actually, you know, so we started looking, you know, in the Woodlands. We saw I would say 5 houses, and we saw 2 that I absolutely loved, but like literally one I think had a kitchen that was all workable and looked like it was actually in good condition.
Yeah, it was.
But it was probably from 1986 or something, you know what I mean? Like it needed to be, yeah, like the stove and the oven. I was like, wow. So, you know, we would have had to have done that work. And not that I wouldn't have been able to live with it, but it's one of those things when you move somewhere, you're not never going to feel really like comfortable or satisfied until you get those things done. And the list was just so long and the expense was probably so high that it just didn't seem practical. So then we started looking at new construction again.
Yeah. So we were told to like, oh, they're building this in Houston. They're building this new loop that goes outside of Houston. So there's like the inner loop, and now there's this big outer loop that they call the Grand Parkway 99. And so as they're building this, there's all this new construction popping up around this 99 in anticipation of it becoming this major highway.
It is a major.
Well, it is. And it's, I mean, it's a tollway.
Yeah.
But it's super nice. Anyway, this one little area that has good schools, really close to where Steven works and close to friends and off of 99, which is where my parents can hop on 99 and get to us pretty quickly if, you know, we need help with the baby or whatever, which, you know, we're not there yet, but
we will
anticipation of.
Yeah.
So we started looking and we literally went to this one area And went to the model homes. That's kind of what we started to learn, was like, oh, go to the model homes, talk to the salespeople, like lady. And we walked into this one model home, and it was a gay guy who was the salesperson. And we literally were like, anytime you see a gay person here in Texas, at least since we've been here, it's like, oh my God.
Hi.
We're so excited.
Brett was really funny. Like, he was like, you know, like a shorter guy, really worked out. And Brett was like, oh my God, were you a gymnast?
He looked like a gymnast.
And I was like, okay, Brett, you need to come.
He looked like a little short, stocky, you know, like I did cats with gymnasts, you know. It's like this little gymnast.
We kept trying to, like, you know, be like, hey, we're gay. I mean, we didn't say, hey, we're gay. You know, we were just like,
it was
trying to be friends with him, you know. He was very nice.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
But they were trying to, you know, they hold their cards close and they were like, yeah, we don't have any like inventory. You're just going to have to buy a lot and build a new house. And we were like, okay, well,
that's going to take a long time.
We'll go, and we don't really want to wait that long. And we're just seeing if there was anything that was close to being done.
So we left. So we left, but we liked the model home so much, and the photos and the price and all of the stuff, because we had walked around that whole model park and we really liked what we saw. And so later that day, we were so obsessed with it. I was like, let's go back. Let's go back and look. Let's go back and look again. And we did. And he then proceeded to, he drove us around, right?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, well, I actually, I there's like one or two homes. And I was like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. So we went and looked, and one of the homes, I was like, this is really great. There's a lot of light. There's a lot of windows. And it's almost done. Like, he was like, it'll probably be done by April.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat on it for a minute, I think a couple days.
I think we went back again. Like, I mean, we went back multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, it's really close to where we live.
Yeah, we went back like probably 3 or 4 times in 2 weeks and set, you know.
If you're anyone who's listening wants to check out the builder, is called Coventry Homes. That's who we're buying. I mean, the unit, the kind of home we're getting is called the Portland. The model's called Portland.
Portland, yeah.
But we got, there was already a couple upgrades chosen, like, because it was so far in its process, a lot of the finishes have been chosen already. So there was like a bowed window in the master, which is beautiful, and a finished porch in the back, and all the countertops and floors and everything had already been chosen. So we just kind of were like, fine, whatever. Like,
and we liked most of it. So,
yeah. And we can afford this. I have a lot of guilt around buying new construction. That's just because I just don't like taking away land when there's, you know, beautiful homes that can be redone, but you can't, who can afford to do that? We could not afford to do that.
Yeah, we couldn't. Yeah.
And the perks of buying a new construction is,
we get, so like, there's like a 2-year warranty on like the actual structure itself. So anything that happens within the structure, they'll fix it. I think there's like a 10-year warranty on the roof.
There's 25 years on the roof.
25 years on the 10 years on the air conditioning.
There's 2 years on the structure and on the interior.
And on the interior. So that felt like, for us, you know, one of the reasons why we were kind of having a hard time finding stuff that we could really afford was because, you know, getting an older home, not only would you have to fix it up, but then, you know, there's just going to be things that you're going to have to pay for that you don't even realize, right? To fix things, and things pop up and things break down easier once it's older. So having that kind of reassurance of help within the first 2 years, at least for sure, just really takes a big load off, right? And the idea of the past 2 years of our life have been kind of a big journey, right? Like it feels like a never ending nomadic kind of thing. And so the idea of having to move in, getting to move into a place where really the work that needs to be done is pretty small, right? It's more like decorative than anything. Just sounds so much more appealing because of just all of the moving around that we've done the past 2 years. And, you know, I'm really excited for that.
Me too.
I'm really excited.
Me too.
So we decided to buy it. So like I said, we had gone over a couple times in 2 weeks, and we basically said we were interested in putting in an offer.
And you only have to put down 1%.
Well, right?
To make the offer.
Yeah.
So we did the 1%.
And so that's kind of when you first go into contract.
That's how you go into contract.
Yeah.
Very different from this. Very different.
Different from New York City.
Buying in New York City. Because in New York, it's like you got to have not only 20% down, you got to have a certain amount of money. At least in our co-op, we had to have like a certain amount of money left over in the bank account that was exorbitant. And then you had to like, oh my gosh, there was just so much.
It was a lot.
And this was so much easier.
Yeah, this was a lot simpler. So the first step was step one to make the offer and go into contract. We had to put 1% down of the sales price. And then we were in contract for that. And we, at that point, we started kind of going over to the house and watching them as they were doing the construction. And when we first went, there weren't even walls up, there were beams everywhere. So we saw it from that point on. And so we would regularly go over. And then the next point in the purchase, was paying for the design features.
Yeah.
So most of the design features, like Brett said, had already been picked out.
I'm kind of relieved of that because, I mean, a lot of people think that in new construction, the fun is getting to go choose all those things, but it was a little overwhelming to go to the design center where they had all these like upgrades and they're just going to try to be like, you're just going to be like, well, if I could get that, I want that. But it's going to be like exorbitantly more.
Yeah, so if you get an upgrade on everything, you're gonna spend a lot of money. Yeah.
And we just aren't really in a place to like, we just aren't in a place to do that. We just wanted to get a place where I could have an office and
we could have a room for
we could spread out and get our stuff out of storage.
Yeah. And not spend an arm and a leg a month. Yeah.
So we just got the basic package really of besides what was already chosen. And that made it so much easier. It'll be a lot more fun to kind of go room by room and decorate and change light fixtures or whatever we want to do per room.
So that was like the next step. So the next point in the purchase was we had to put down, what was it, 20% of those upgrades. So then that was like the next amount that we paid. And though that cost all goes towards the closing costs.
Right.
That's correct, right? Mm-hmm. I am saying that right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that was the next part. And then ever since then, we've, like I said, obsessively kind of going over almost daily and just checking it out. I
can't wait to go in there.
And it's coming along great. Everything is almost done now.
And as of this morning, our friend Jason in New York, shout out to Jason, is with our movers in New Jersey at our storage facility, overseeing them loading the truck up. So all of our stuff is actually getting out of storage today.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so exciting.
It is exciting and scary because who knows like the condition our stuff will be in when it actually gets here.
We won't have to pay that monthly fee, which it's not, it's just
not terrible, but it's just another expense. You're like, oh my goodness.
And, you know, we'll be able to like organize our stuff. So I'm super excited for that, but we haven't really talked about it to anybody publicly besides our family. And, you know, this is the big the big announcement this week is we're setting down some roots in Texas for now, and we're going to make a home for ourselves. And the part of that is that we really love making content, and we're getting a lot of amazing followers on Instagram, but making content is time consuming. And so we're offering perks to our followers and our listeners. And if you are somebody who loves our podcast and loves our content, we want to invite you to become a member of our Patreon. Patreon is a really easy way for us, for you, to get to know us even more, follow us as we build out this house. We're going to do a lot of design and a lot of interior things, and we're going to engage our Patreon members to see it and follow us. There's really cool perks, like a monthly live chat where you can talk to us both.
Yay!
You're going to get free merchandise, giveaways, lots of cool perks. So if you are interested in supporting us even at a higher level, go to patreon.com/Broadway Husbands. There's going to be a lot of really cool, fun, exclusive content happening just for our members there.
Nice. I can't wait.
It's going to be cool.
And so currently, right now in the process, like Brett said, our stuff is being moved out of our storage unit. We are going to have our first walkthrough on Monday, and then we'll have our final walkthrough this coming Thursday, and then we'll close on the house on Friday. And we just can't wait. We're so excited. I mean, there's a really nice size yard, front and back. We've never had so much space before. So it kind of feels like a dream at this moment, because I'm like, I can't even imagine that we're actually going to live there. But
there's also like a community pool that's walkable,
and cute,
a stocked pond where you can go fishing, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. all these walking trails. It's going to be really, really nice. I'm super excited because I never leave the apartment really when I'm working. So to be able to just go for a walk.
Yeah, it's a really nice neighborhood.
It's going to be so nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of what's happening. That's the big announcement. And then that's where we are in the process. And we're just super excited. And, you know, this is really a dream come true. I mean, we've really wanted to have a house for a long time. And just...
We always thought it would be in Jersey or Connecticut.
Yeah.
But... at this point, what's the difference? Because honestly, everyone's working from home, and I think that we're all going to see that that's going to become standard. And I'm really excited to get to know the Houston theater community a little mm-hmm. bit and see how we can be supportive of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to move on to a segment we call
Spotlight on Love.
So this comes from an anonymous listener, and she says...
I started dating a guy, and it's new. It's going well. I just turned 40, and he has 2 kids. When is too soon to meet the kids? Also, I want kids of my own. How and when do you think I should discuss this? All right. Are you looking at me like I'm going to answer this first?
Well, I feel like you already have an answer.
All right. Well... when is too soon to meet the kids? I don't know. I think that that's like probably an individual answer, right? I would think
you'd want to wait a while.
I think you would want to wait and just like keep nurturing your relationship with the guy.
I mean, if I was a parent
and
I don't want the kids to meet somebody who I don't know that it's going to be like a long-term thing.
Right. And also, like, I think you might have different ideas than what he has different ideas or ideas about when is an appropriate time to meet the kids. And I think, you know, you should probably listen to his idea about it because they're his kids.
The other thing too is like, I would think dating somebody new after, I'm assuming he's separated or divorced, dating somebody new should be a break from the kids.
Right.
That's right.
True, yeah.
You're going to want to like not have to discuss the kids, like, because mm-hmm. I'm sure it's pretty consuming.
Yeah. But also like, I think you should take their lead on it. If they feel like it's a good time, then and you're okay with it, then I think you should kind of just go with that, because they're the people that are protecting those kids. And if they think it's an okay time for that to happen, then I think, and if you're comfortable with that, then I think it's okay. And then, you know, regarding you wanting kids, I think you need to have that conversation. Like, at this point, I mean, you're 40. It's not like,
I would actually have that conversation early.
Yeah, it's not like you're 25 or 20, you know, like I would say
exactly.
Have that conversation right away, because it sounds like things are going really well.
And maybe that's a conversation where you say, when did you know you wanted to have kids with when you were like, you could bring it up that way. Be like, when you decided to have kids, da, 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 because I'm reaching a point where I'm ready to do that. And I just want to tell you that out front, like. Because you're probably at early on having a lot of sex and like, you don't want all of those opportunities to go to total waste.
Let's go to waste. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, regardless of how it works out in that situation, I think honesty and upfront honesty is the best thing, especially when you're getting to know somebody, because the longer you take to reveal a part of yourself, especially at this point in life, like, the less authentic than you are, right? So I think it's just important to just kind of be open and honest, and let them get to know you that way, instead of getting to know you under some other guise, you know.
I always like, you know, like for coaching, for instance, if I'm teaching a workshop or a webinar, I'm doing something online, I always do this thing where I set what I call set the expectation, where at the beginning of the webinar I say, this is my expectation,
right?
And it helps the audience, whoever's watching, know, okay, I'm ready and prepared for this. You have to set the expectation, right? So that he knows what he's getting into. Because otherwise, you're just going to lead him through a path of, well, I can get or do whatever I want. And if you have a clear directive of where you want your life to go and you haven't set that expectation, then you're actually not going to get what it is you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that that's what it is, right? You got to open up and be direct. Like, I think that that's good advice, especially even for a young person, right? Because what that does is that allows you to attract the kind of people that are interested in the same thing, right? If you're not open and honest about exactly what you want, then you're going to be with somebody who wants not what you want, right? And then later on down the line, you're going to be at odds with each other because you didn't specifically say, oh, well, I want X, Y, and Z. And they were like, oh, well, I just want LMNOP. I don't know where that just came from. But you know what I mean? You just got to be direct and, like, you know, don't hold back. Like, it sounds like things are going well, and just go for it. Be open.
All right, we hope that helps you. And if you want relationship or dating advice from our completely unqualified selves, make sure you send us a DM on Instagram, or you can go to broadwayhusbands.com and send us an email there. We are always happy to give you our completely unqualified advice. Thanks for listening to the Broadway Husbands podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, and while you're at it, leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on.
Don't forget to check out Broadway Life Apparel and our new designs that are released every month. Thanks to our Patreon patrons, don't forget to join our family by going to patreon.com/Broadway Husbands.
And a big shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Go to bpn.fm/husbands to check out the wide array of Broadway themed podcasts for your listening pleasure. And on this podcast, we encourage you to love who you love
and love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SufsMusical.com.